The Supreme Court. Personal guarantors can be made liable under the Insolvency Code prior to any action against the principal borrower. Hi, welcome to NDA's Insolvency and Bankruptcy Podcast. My name is Sahil Kanuga, and I am the co-head of the International Dispute Resolution and Investigations Practice Group at Nishit Desai Associates. Today, I will be discussing a recent pronouncement of the Supreme Court in Mahendra Kumar Jajodia versus the State Bank of India. This decision of the Supreme Court provides clarity on the right of creditors to initiate insolvency resolution process against personal guarantors of the principal borrower, and the timing and jurisdiction to exercise such a right. Prior to 2018, the IBC did not recognize personal guarantors as a separate class of individuals against whom insolvency proceedings could be initiated. The 2018 Amendment Act recognized the personal guarantors as a separate class of individuals. This amendment also empowered National Company Law Tribunals, that is the NCLTs, to act as the adjudicating authority for insolvency proceedings against personal guarantors of principal borrowers. To further the objective of the 2018 amendment, Part 3 of the IBC was made applicable to personal guarantors of principal borrowers by way of a notification in 2019. As a result, creditors could initiate insolvency proceedings against personal guarantors before an NCLT under the amended Section 61 and 2, read with Section 95 of the IBC. Now, in this case, the State Bank of India was the financial creditor. They filed an application for initiation of the insolvency resolution process against Mahendra Kumar Jajodia and Bhanwar Lal Jajodia, who were the personal guarantors to the corporate debtor. The Calcutta NCLT rejected the creditors, that State Bank of India's, application on the basis that a corporate insolvency resolution process was not pending against the corporate debtor. The creditor preferred an appeal to the NCLAT, which held that the insolvency resolution process could have been initiated against the personal guarantors regardless of whether a corporate debtor, a corporate insolvency resolution process, has been initiated against the corporate debtor. The NCLAT further explained that an application initiating insolvency resolution process against a personal guarantor can be filed before an adjudicating authority having territorial jurisdiction over the registered office of the principal corporate borrower. Thereafter, the personal guarantors challenging the order of the NCLAT before the Supreme Court, which confirmed the ruling and the reasoning adopted by the NCLAT. This clarification by the Supreme Court puts the creditors in a safer space with respect to realizing their dues. Since the inception of the IBC, we have seen large corporate groups undergoing CIRP, like SR Steel, Videocon, and the ADAG group companies. In each of these cases, multiple creditors had to take severe haircuts, and for some, nil payment was proposed as the payment offered by the resolution applicant, which was enough to only repay secured financial creditors. While some creditors, including public sector banks, faced huge fiscal losses, the promoter entities or individuals continued being financially sound. The Supreme Court in Lalit Kumar Jain versus Union of India explained that the sanction of a resolution plan and the conclusion of a CIRP of the principal borrower does not discharge a guarantor from its liability to the creditor. Accordingly, creditors can initiate an IRP against the personal guarantors after the CIRP of the principal borrower has concluded. Thus, if creditors believe they have acceded to excessive haircuts in a CIRP of the principal borrower, they are permitted to proceed against the personal guarantors as well. Additionally, in an IRP against personal guarantors, an interim moratorium is imposed on the date of filing of an application. During such interim moratorium, any legal action or proceeding in respect of any debt owed by the personal guarantor is stayed. As a result, other creditors of the personal guarantors cannot initiate any legal action, including enforcement of security interest in respect of the personal guarantor's assets. Further, In an IRP against personal guarantors, a creditor can nominate a resolution professional who prepares a report on whether the application should be admitted by the NCLT. Thereafter, the NCLT passes an order for acceptance or rejection of the creditor's application. This process can be completed within a period of 30 days. An order accepting the initiation of the IRP implies that a moratorium is imposed in terms of Section 101 of the IBC. Such a moratorium shall bar the personal guarantor from transferring, alienating, encumbering, or disposing any of his assets, legal rights, or beneficial interest therein, which appears to be a severe consequence, as the same can cause significant hardship to any individual. This might prompt promoters, standing as personal guarantors, to contemplate repaying the creditors as well as refraining from initiating frivolous litigation which delays the CIRP of the corporate debtor. On the other hand, for creditors, it would be commercially prudent to obtain a personal guarantee by the promoters at the time of executing the lending agreement. Creditors can invoke such a personal guarantee in the event of default by the corporate debtor, even without going against the corporate debtor itself. Thank you for listening to this podcast. You can also read our analysis on the topic at the link mentioned in the description. If you have any queries or comments on this podcast, you can write to us at the email IDs mentioned in the description. Thank you.